Well, some exciting news this week for the Riverland Speedway. The official program is out for season 2020-2021. Riverland Speedway's own Reece Heinrich joins us at 5RM Sports Saturday. Reece, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Lockie. How are you?
Good, mate. Great to have you on board. Riverland Speedway program now out for the year 2020-2021. Understandably, a bit of uncertainty in recent times about public events and everything else. And, of course, this program has been released pending restrictions at the time, but a good program nonetheless, and really something for everyone throughout the season of racing.
Yeah, look, providing we can go racing with the COVID, it is still up in the air a bit, but we have to plan ahead and treat it as if we are going racing, because realistically that's what we all want to do. And we'll start off in October. This year we're going to try and provide a bit more than what we usually do. It's been a bit hard in recent times with the small committee we've got. Everyone's on the same page now. We want to move forward. And so we've got a few new classes coming back to the Speedway that haven't been around for quite some time. You'll see on the program, we've got limited sportsmen. They are a Victorian class predominantly. They've gone a bit quiet in South Australia. So, you know, pending virus, if they can come across the border, yeah, we'll have them back on track, and it'll be a bit exciting to see them back at the Speedway this season.
Yeah, I did see that. So, season kicking off on the 31st of October. Modified sedan series back as well, which is good to see. As well, the meeting after that in December, not only the MJS Street Stock Series, AMCA Nationals back at the track, and even the Wingless SA State Series. So some, I guess, as you said, some bigger events and a slightly more high profile of racing coming to the Speedway, hopefully this year.
Yeah, for sure. The modified one will be a bit exciting. South Australia, the modified have kind of gone a bit quiet. So they've started a new series, and they reckon they've got a minimum of 10 in South Australia. So hopefully we can get some support from some other states, and they can have, you know, a really good field. And, the modified's always been good. Wingless sprints are pretty full on at the moment. You know, there's cars everywhere nowadays, and that should have good car count. And, yeah, same with the street stocks. They're at their peak. There's plenty of them around, and some top-quality drivers and race cars.
Yeah, and I did notice, too, into the new year, which is a bit exciting for the bike fans of the Riverland, the bike meeting is back, and that's only been growing in the last couple of years. That's been back running.
Yeah, the bikes are pretty awesome around our track. They're crazy, and they love it on the Riverland Speedway. So we are trying to. We did have one booked in for October. We are still pending a bit. That's why it's not on the calendar. But we are hoping that the bikes can get up and running. It's out of our control at the moment. It's higher up as to whether they'll be starting in October. It's probably a bit stay tuned for that one at the moment. But yeah. Definitely in the new year we'll be having the bikes again, and hopefully that can be a huge big event. So.
Yeah, and also I do see a very exciting class of racing. All things going well, the Formula 500s could be making their return to the Speedway. The Easter meeting next year, which is good to see, as well as earlier next year too in January.
Yeah. So they actually come to us and wanted to run on our track, which in the past they haven't really come to us as much. They kind of go for slightly different tracks, but it suits our track really well because it's a bit smaller. They are basically just a small sprint car. Once they get going, a good field of them is probably some of the best racing you'll see.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. You can stay tuned to the Riverland Speedway on Facebook. And as you said, Reece, these dates obviously are penciled in for now, and the program's out, which is good to see, but there could even be, you know, some other things pop up. You just don't know. And as you said, that bike stuff's still a little bit up in the air.
Yeah, it is. It's all due to the virus. I mean, it's the same with everything at the moment. We are still a bit unsure, but we're very hopeful. We've been told we can go racing come the new season start. So at this stage, we are full steam ahead, planning on going racing. And, we'll just have to stay tuned a bit on Facebook, like you said.
Absolutely. Now, if people are hearing this and they want to get involved in Speedway, whether it be a competitor or maybe an official, you're more than happy to have a chat with anyone keen to join at any level, really, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if anyone's interested in helping out on race nights or joining the committee, certainly message our page on Facebook, or if you know someone that's involved with the Speedway, get in touch with us. For drivers, you can be any age. You can be running classics all the way down to juniors. So there is a class that suits everyone, everyone's affordability and availability. But yeah, certainly get in touch with us. Also, like once the events start up, to get half price into the race meetings if you become a member. Membership's cheap, and yeah, we'll try and make the Speedway grow a bit more.
Absolutely. Good to see, Reece, that still very much alive and well, the Riverland Speedway. It's certainly been an icon of the region for many years, and another season, hopefully all things going well, underway the 31st of October. Reece, we'll talk again a little bit closer to the Speedway season. Thanks for joining us here at Sports Saturday.
Yeah, thanks heaps, Lockie.